cover stories from your city every day. This is Drive with Jeff Hutchison, ABC Radio Perth.
It is pretty hot out there, and we're expecting, 40 tomorrow, 39 degrees for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. What's it like inside your place? How many of you don't have access to an air conditioner or maybe good insulation? Let me know. Perth renter Rosa Hicks is part of a project called Renters Researchers, which aims to help build some political support for there to be minimum energy efficiency standards in rental properties. Not too cold in winter, not too hot in summer. Rosa, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Jeff.
Thank you for talking to me. Where do you live, Rosa?
I live in South Fremantle.
Okay. I don't know why I haven't seen you about the place. Rosa, what's it been like at your place this summer?
Towards the end of December, over Christmas, when it got pretty warm, hitting the 40 degrees in the city, my room got incredibly hot. We don't have air conditioning. Although I was keeping my fan on all the time, for about 4 days, my room didn't drop below 30 degrees. I know this because we are tracking it with reliable thermometers with the rental research. And yeah, I think that just really shocked me because I was struggling to sleep and my cat was getting all hot and I was having to get him ice packs and stuff. But I don't think I realized just how hot it was getting until I had this sort of quantitative data in front of me.
I can only assume that when you're having to get ice packs for cats, it's really quite hot. So you wanted to have some quantitative data about how hot it was. Tell me why.
I think it's just a bit validating, really. Well, not only does it help with just sort of backing you up with your argument, sort of saying, you know, a lot of these rentals aren't very livable, but it's somewhat more valid than just my own personal experience. So I might complain that, oh, my house feels really hot, but with the data saying, yeah, my room, even, you know, in the middle of the night, wasn't dropping below 30 degrees for multiple days. And with this heat wave coming up, I envisage it probably will be the same. It's just really valuable to be able to use that argument and have that data to basically say, no, this house isn't very livable. And even though everyone has the right to a healthy home, this isn't very healthy.
Yeah,
30 plus degrees.
Yeah, Rosa, so tell me about this push to demand greater energy efficiency in rental properties.
Yeah, so basically, ultimately, we should absolutely, regardless of whether houses are owned or rented, houses should be livable and it should have better insulation. One in three people in Australia are renting. One in three houses are rentals, and so not being the owner of the house, you don't have the ability to be able to, you know, change the insulation or install big aircon. And so it really does fall into the government's responsibility to ensure that the citizens are living in healthy houses and they aren't having to pay, you know, extortionate energy bills just to keep the house a healthy temperature during the winter and the summer. And that, yeah, insulation is doing the right job.
On ABC Radio Perth this afternoon, Rosa Hicks, she rents in South Fremantle, about 30 degrees in a bedroom there at the moment. And she's part of a campaign to try to push the argument that said if you live in rental accommodation, you are entitled to have a more energy efficient experience, be it insulation, be it air conditioning, so the winters aren't too cold and the summers aren't too hot. I know also, Rosa, that in places like the Pilbara, you actually can't rent a property to someone without some form of air conditioning. Do you think there is a case for a wider application of that, a compelling case that says, if you're going to rent me this place, then I have to know that I can be warm in winter and cool in summer?
Totally, yeah, I totally agree. I mean, we saw the Pilbara obviously reach over 50 degrees this week, and I envisage that that's going to be similar to Perth and Fremantle in the next decade with climate change. And so we really do need that sort of guarantee that we are living in a healthy place. I mean, McGowan's sort of shown that his concern for public health with his hard attitude on COVID. So he really should be enforcing this with healthy houses too.
Really appreciate you talking to me, Rosa. Stay cool.
Jeff Hutchison is driving you home. Yeah, yeah. ABC Radio Perth.